Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
I hate to be a dick, but it's been kind of nicely quiet around here before he's been gone. None of you stiff bastards want to admit it, but step up. You know, why don't somebody besides Ned and I grow a set of nads around here and say it's been nice?
I enjoy the daily political report from Brent Hadley.
Spice,
it's been sarcasm and it's fine.
Spice, it's been nice, hasn't it? It's been peaceful,
it's
man.
It's been different.
I like it.
It's been different.
I like it.
No, God, it's been fantastic.
You know, they say you're most likely to get fired once you've gone on vacation because your employer realizes they can do it without you?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing good, buddy.
Good. Hey, I just want to let you know how enjoyable it's been on our end with Brent being on vacation as well. It is so nice to have four opinions on the show rather than having mini-me Bubba behind you agreeing with everything that you say.
Right.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, man.
Maybe we should get rid of him.
If you do a listener's poll, I guarantee you'll have about 90% opinions on my side on this one.
All right. So you're trying to say that you guys, in your opinion, as your listeners, feel the show is better now that Brent's on vacation.
Yes, I do. 100%. And I'm actually an educated man.
No, you sound like an educated man. You sound
here in just a small mini B Bubba trying to be so tough and rugged all the time.
Right.
And just saying, yes, Bubba, you're right. Yes, Bubba, you're the man.
I'm going to clear the phone lines now, and I'm going to take, you know, this is a Bubba poll at its finest. Brent usually does the statistics, but Spice, you can do the honors this morning.
Okay.
First 20 calls, first one to 11 wins, obviously. I guess we have to, you know, kind of form the question. Shut up the question. And that would be, you know, is the show more enjoyable without Brent due to the fact that he's not chiming in every few seconds, butting in? Is it not? Yes, no. Well, I don't know. That's not very fair.
I'm just going to say, K for keep him, F for not.
No, better without Brent or not better without Brent?
Okay.
Better or not better? Mance, would you not say it's a better parameter?
There you go.
Better or not better?
Yeah. Okay.
Better without him or... Oh, hold on. Okay, is the show better or not better?
How about just yes, Brent, no, Brent?
Yes.
We'll really simplify it for the listener.
Yeah. Yes, Brent, meaning...
Yes, Brent, no, Brent.
Yes, yeah, we got to caveman it up a little bit. Yes, Brent, no,
good.
Brent good, Brent bad. Let's just do it that way. Brent good, Brent bad.
There you go, I like that.
And that is the only way I'll take your vote. Any other words than that, then you get chucked to the weeds and your vote does not count.
Brent good, Brent bad.
Brent good, Brent bad. Fully caveman style.
Gotcha. Brent bad.
Your vote doesn't count, Ned. You're part of the show. And you don't ever... I want you to be honest with me, Ned. When's the last time that you actually voted positive for anybody on our show?
Never.
Brent good, Brent bad. That's how it has to go, or I'm hanging up on you. Yes, go ahead.
Good.
Okay, well, look at that.
1-0.
I hope Brent does come out good, because Brent's a direct reflection upon my hiring abilities. Yes, go ahead.
Brent bad.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Brent good.
Oh, good. I like that. Yes, go ahead.
Brent good.
3-1.
Good. I hope my boy pulls out, man. You're live. Go ahead.
Brent good.
4-1.
Yeah. The educated man told me to take a bubble poll, and I'm doing that. And Manson, would you not say that we're being very fair about it?
Completely fair.
Yeah, completely fair. Go ahead.
Brent bad.
4-2.
Yes, go ahead.
Brent bad.
4-3.
Yes, go ahead.
Protection.
You're protected, sir.
Brent bad.
Oh, look who's going out of the studio, too. That doesn't count, Spice.
He slid on out of here.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Brent bad.
Hello, you're live.
Brent good.
Hello, you're live.
Brent good.
What is it, Spice?
Looking like 6-4, Brent good.
Oh, yeah. Ned, way to slip out, asshole.
What? What are you talking about?
You can't say protection, Nedley Mandico. Yeah, look, go ahead.
Yeah, Brent bad.
6-5.
Hello, go ahead.
Brent good.
Next to the amount of orgasm in the distance, this is one of the highest polarized polls we've had. Yes, go ahead.
Brent sucks.
7-6.
Yeah. Hello, go ahead.
Brent good.
8-6.
Hello, go ahead.
Brent good.
9-6, hulking up. Hello.
Hey, Bubba, it's Brent. Were you guys trying to get a
Just say Brent good.
Hold on. Brent good or Brent bad?
What's that?
just hold on, sir. Hold on, okay?
Hold on, sir.
Go ahead.
Brent bad.
He's on hold listening to this now.
What's the votes right now?
Hang on. I lost my place now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to the good. 7 to the bad.
9-7. Go ahead.
Brent, good.
Uh-oh. One more, and Brent wins the unanimous, right? It's 10.
Yep,
is it 10-7. 10-7 right now. Go ahead.
Brent, bad.
10-8. Hello.
Brent sucks.
10-9.
10-9.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hey, man, he's good.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go. Brent wins it by,
11-9.
11-9.
By a shark nose.
Brent wins by a shark nose.
Have you been listening to some of this?
No. I'm in. I'm actually on my way home in Columbus, Georgia.
You can't. You been able to listen to it on hold?
Yeah. I heard the poll. What was the poll?
About whether the show's better with or without you.
Oh.
And it was. And I had to strip it on down to Brent good or Brent bad, and Brent good won 11-9.
Wow.
Right. And then Ned, you really have lost the book, haven't you?
Part of it.
Right. Do you want to hear the new song we made for you? Tell me. I'm going to play this down the line. Tell me if you can hear this now, okay?
Yeah, I can hear it.
No, I haven't even played it yet, asshole. Hold on. I haven't even played it yet.
Redo.
Hold on. Brent is Amanda's bitch. Hi, I'm Brent. I lost the book. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, you got to listen to the song. That's it. Forget it. We're not going to Vegas because all you care about is partying with Hooters chicks, and I don't find that very much fun for my honeymoon.
Yep.
And what about the swinging?
That's out.
What about him hanging out late at night?
Out.
What about...
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What about him going to Deja Vu with the boys and picking up chicks?
Out.
Hallie was a man. Now he is a wussy. Tells Amanda, yes, ma'am. He's whipped by the pussy. Hallie is her bitch now. She's got the book.
I lost the book, book, book. Can you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's solid. Let's see my...
Hadley's beat down. Used to be a swinger. Now he's Amanda's clown. Ring upon his finger. Bald-headed and punked out. She's got the book.
I lost the book.
She's got the book.
She's got the book.
She's got the
bug. She's got the
bug. What in the world can make a bald head man so blue?
Yep.
That wedding ring has made poor Brent PW.
No swinging for you.
And I go, na 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 na. She's got the book.
And now Brent Hadley, of all people.
I'm blocking. The book.
Kiss Amanda's ass. Can't hang out with the boys. Now those days are in the past. She's got him by the nads now. Honey doing yes, dear. She's got the book.
I wanted to swing, but Amanda said absolutely not.
Used to be the man, but Hadley is hitched now. Amanda had a plan. Hadley sits at home, and he's Amanda's bitch now. She's got the book.
Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Okay.
She's got the book.
She's got the book.
She's got the book.
She's got the book.
What in the world can make a bald head man so blue?
I lost the book.
That wedding ring had made poor Brent PW'd. And I go, na 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 na, she's got the book.
You do lose a portion of the book when you get married.
Brent, come on, seriously.
She's got the book.
Man, I've never heard of Stumble and Bumble and Brent Hadley ever. I've never heard of Tail Between Your Legs, Humble. I really don't necessarily know what I'm talking about, Brent Hadley. There will be no shadiness involved at all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got the legit Hadley there.
Yeah, I'm here. That was pretty good. I have to admit.
I'm the last standing Mohican left of getting married and having the book.
Yeah, you are. You're the last one because the rest of us have lost it bad.
Jesus, I would have never thought in a million years. What happened? I mean,
shocking.
It is shocking.
No, I mean, but
he still doesn't even know what happened.
But Brent, can you kind of give us an explanation as to what happened?
I'm looking like Vladdy Divac and Chris Webber after Maury hit that shot, looking to the sky for answers. What just happened? Where did it all go?
Are you wish you wouldn't have got married now?
No, I don't actually. I she's a great girl,
but
she has his nizzuts and a vice. Cranking them.
You used to lay the law down. I mean, is there any more of that at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely the decision maker for sure.
It's just
when it comes to paying bills, off.
But it's just
I'm solidly paying them.
She just not
when it comes to handing over the check.
Right. You're just not going to be able to be as shady as you used to, right?
Probably not. But
how about when girls come in? Can you still suck their boobs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely, man. Definitely.
Right.
That's all part of the show.
Is she in the car right now?
No, she's sitting right here.
Oh, let me talk to her.
Okay, hang on.
Brent bad, Brent good.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you some scenarios, and you tell me whether Brent can do them anymore or not, okay?
Okay.
Girls come into the studio, and they're lactating, and Brent gets to suck their boobs.
No.
And so tell him right now, there is no more boob sucking.
There's no more boob sucking.
No, there is.
No, there's not.
Just say, honey, don't forget, I get half. Tell him.
Forget I get half.
50%.
50%.
Okay. How about chicks come in and me and Brent do the infamous chub off? Who can get longer and more rigid?
Nope.
Tell Brent. Sorry. Chub offs are chucked to the weeds. Tell them.
The chub offs are chucked to the weeds.
He's trying desperately to put himself over.
look at him. Say, who are you kidding, Hadley?
Who are you kidding, Hadley?
Tell him, don't forget what your last name is.
Don't forget what my last name is.
Well, did you take on his last name, or did he take on your last name? I'm a bit confused.
He took on mine.
So are you Amanda Hadley now?
Yeah.
My man, I really got to give it to you. You were really dumb like a fox, and then you really turned it all around on everybody, didn't you?
Yep.
Right, you knew exactly what you were doing, didn't you?
Yep.
Fantastic.
All right, sounds so sinister when she's on the phone now.
Are you? But hey, tell Brent that you're getting sick of his ass and you want him to go back to work early.
I'm getting sick of your ass and I want you to go back to work early.
And that nervous laugh. Hey, Amanda, by the way, happy birthday today.
Thank you.
Today's your birthday.
Yep, 25.
You thought I was going to forget?
26.
No.
Well, thank you.
All right, sweetie, you take care now. See you later, See you later, Booker.
Bye.
Bye. Spice Boy, when have you ever heard him that nervous laugh? Usually it's all arrogant and cocky. I'm the man. I'm Brent Hanley. I know it all.
The whole trippies seem nervous.
Oh, yeah. Something's up. You know, there's something that there's some kind of intangible.
Something going on.
There's something that we don't quite know about. There's just something that I can't put my finger on. How about you, Manson? Do you agree?
Yeah, she got something on him.
Yeah, something's going down. She's pregnant or something like that. I think that. Wow. Might, I think she's pregnant, Spice, don't you think?
I don't know. That could be it.
I mean, look how, you know. The about face is just, you know, I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, we need to do another Brent poll. I'm just not satisfied with that one.
Nah, that was completely...
9/11, I mean, that's just too close.